When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I know a lot of you deal with this. It's kind of freaky when you think about it. Those elves that mysteriously find new spots in your home.
Elf on a shelf?
Elf on a shelf. You know about this thing? Obviously, I don't know how they move around. I don't know how they get to where they go, but...
My elves were watching YouTube this morning.
Is that what they were doing?
It wasn't really YouTube. It was just you pit on a toilet paper tube.
That's kind of funny. I don't know if your kids make you do this, but my oldest has me do this, and I'm going to show Tiki what that is. Do you see what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that?
It's where they... Jets Eddie?
Jets...
And Spencer's Elfie?
Yes. Each of my sons,
where
Jet...
Where they're located?
Correct. I score where the elves end up.
Wow.
Jet's elf is named Eddie, believe it or not, after Edwin Diaz.
Nice.
Spencer's elf is named Elfie, just because it's elf and it's Elfie. And they make me write down every day where these elves end up. And I'm racking my brain because I forgot to do it the last 2 days.
That is such the,
so I'm like,
the most Evan thing in the world.
I'm not the one who...
documenting where the elves are.
I'm a loser.
They asked for it. So
who
that...
make them do it?
Yeah, I guess I could. I could say, all right, you know, Jet, you know how to write. Do it yourself.
Exactly.
Maybe I actually enjoy doing this.
Make sure you can buy my elf Bible everywhere.
All I know is I could tell you where those elves were on December 6th. I can tell you that right now. Anyhow, I could also tell you it's Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Holiday theme Cincos. We've hit the Friday before the Christmas break, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
How about the top five New York sports presents Santa needs to give us? Ready?
Yeah. Here we go!
Number five.
The Rangers to get their bleep together and play the Devils again in the playoffs.
Let's go Devils.
Be fun for all of us. I mean, listen, I don't like the Rangers, but the Rangers in the postseason in the spring, it's a fun thing.
With the Devils?
Let's go. A little rematch action from a few years ago?
Absolutely.
Top of the Met.
You know what's going to happen, though.
What's that?
They're going to smoke you, Sean.
Okay, with that little guy, Jack Hughes, 4 feet tall.
That little guy, Jack Hughes.
Oh, well, Luke, watch out for Luke.
I love Tiki. So well-versed in the Devils.
He's all over the Devils,
last
man.
Night. Yeah, even though they got blown out, but whatever.
Listen,
yeah.
Tiki knows what we all know. The only winter sports team, the only one with a chance to win a world championship is the New Jersey Devils.
No. Well, what? Hold on. Here we go.
Number four.
Just saying.
The number four New York sports president Santa needs to give us an Eastern Conference Finals trip for the Knicks.
Yeah. I mean, that's like a nice, reasonable goal. I think we'd all admit if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, here was a disaster.
Yeah, the hype, you know, hype would be very hollow without at least the hand. You got to at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
I mean, we know what both of you
do. You not think that's possible?
I think it's more than possible. I'm thinking bigger than that. NBA Finals, win a title. These
okay,
two jerks.
We're just talking first step.
Yeah. And by the way, you ask Santa for a Tickle Me Elmo. You don't ask him to win the lottery.
Okay.
Well, just follow what we said. If the Knicks don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, the season was a disaster, right?
No, you can't be happy if they don't get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, I will not be happy unless they get to these.
They're progressing slowly.
But mm-hmm. if I'm asking Santa for a gift, I'm asking Santa for the whole kit and caboodle.
No, absolutely. But what we're saying is anything short of the Eastern Conference Finals is a disaster.
Right. I agree with you.
Well, thank you. That's all we needed. Right. And by the way, if you go to FanDuel right now, the New Jersey Devils have better odds at winning a championship than the New York Knicks.
That's dumb.
So the statement I made is backed up by the odds. Continue on. Right.
Number three.
The number three New York sports president Santa needs to give us an actual competent regime of general manager and head coach for the Jets.
That would be very nice, wouldn't it be?
I will start up, just stabilize things here, please.
I mean, honestly, we haven't had that since Tannenbaum and Rex.
Yeah. Mm. And maybe you'll get that again.
Let's hope.
With Tannenbaum and Rex.
Right. No, thank you.
Number two.
The number two present, the Giants quarterback pick to be awesome. Forget like where they're going to pick. Just pick an awesome quarterback so we can watch him for 10 years and go,
what
how
if it's
awesome
a free agent? Does that count?
What free agent is going to be
I
awesome?
I don't know. Who cares?
Well, I mean, but you know the free agents. They're all a bunch of veterans that aren't good.
Did you think Sam Darnold will have the second best record in the NFC?
I didn't, but I'm skeptical he does that beyond this year.
Who called that, by the way?
This is what it comes back to. Tiki wants Sam Darnold to be the Giants.
You know what bothers me so much about that correct prediction? I have been so pro-Sam my entire life.
Right.
I finally had weakness coming into this season. Ah, he stinks. Right. Tiki argues with me, and this is the year he puts it all together. And you're right, right. I give you a lot of credit, but this was the one time I stopped believing in Sam I Am. Anyhow, I'm curious.
It's
you've given us.
Coach. It's always the coach.
You're right. You've given us the obvious. A Jet front office. A Giant quarterback. Mm-hmm. A Nick Eastern Conference final appearance. What is the number one present Santa has to give us?
Number one.
Lord Stanley at the Prue. Oh, wait. My bad.
A Subway series.
Yes.
We've done enough bickering with each other, and I got news for you. I ain't scared.
Juan Soto.
You might be scared, Evan. Evan, you want a Subway series?
I do because it means I'm there.
Yeah.
And like one difficult thing that is challenging for me when I look at the Yankees and I look at the Mets is that while I'm excited about Juan Soto and I'm excited about what this offseason can continue to bring, maybe it brings that dependable starter I want, maybe it brings Pete Alonso back, and I swear I'm not trying to be trollish when I say this because I think Met fans may be angry at me too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The American League is so bad and so garbagey that the Yankees have a much better chance of getting to the World Series than the Mets.
Right.
Not because the Mets stink or anything like that. The Dodgers are loaded. I think the Phillies are very good. The Braves will be the Braves.
That's just your division.
And the Giants may end up with a Corbin Burns, Logan Webb 1-2 punch. And so when you say Subway Series, that means somehow I survived the gauntlet of the National League and I'm in the World Series. I'll take my chances against your team.
So we all should agree on that. You agree because you understand the Yankees probably get there. And I look at it as Yankee fans, to be honest. Do you want to deal with the Dodgers again? Or would you rather deal with a team that, you know, gets through by being the third best team in their division and makes a little run? Give me that team. Give me Clay Holmes and Frankie Montas starting games.
Well, I think if the Mets are in the World Series, Clay Holmes and Frankie Montas are either awesome or they're not starting games.
Or they wear down like the Met pitching in the NLCS.
You just can't help but take shots at the Mets.
I know.
I don't take any shots at the Mets. I love the Mets.
Was that not just a shot
at the Mets? Of course it was. I'm meanwhile giving an honest opinion about the state of baseball in New York.
I'm giving an honest opinion that if I had to pick NL teams to play, that's the team that I think the Yankees would feast on.
You called the Mets making the World Series a nice little run.
It'd be a nice little run.
Yeah, but it would be the third best team in the conference.
Right. But it would be an incredible run because, as I was stating, the National League is where the big boys play.
Right.
It's Big Brother.
It's a year-to-year league.
No, I get it. Look, I know baseball, like every other sport, you never know what you're going to get.
Right. I mean, you didn't even mention San Diego.
No, I you're right. Like
the World Series champion the year prior was the Texas Rangers.
That does not matter. Like, you know that, right? That does not matter. Who won the All-Star game and who won the World Series does not matter. The National League, like, put it this way. To me, and I said this the other day, I stand by it, despite the Yankees needing to add bats to their lineup, they have the best team in the American League. Is that not a fair statement on paper?
Yeah, I mean, they still got to finish things.
All right. Oh, by the way, the Texas Rangers won the World Series after winning 90 games in the regular season.
Yeah.
Not like they were a 100-win team.
No, they were not.
I know.
They also didn't win their division, by the way.
Right.
Look, the Yankees right now are the best team in the American League. I'd say they're the team to beat in the American League. Okay. The New York Mets, despite adding Juan Soto, even if we add a really good starter, we're in a loaded league. But forget the Mets for a second. If you magically took the Yankees, who we all agree, team to beat in the American League, right? Fair statement?
Right. The junior varsity league.
If we magically placed them in the National League.
Second best team behind the
Dodgers.
No, they're
not.
No
way.
Yes, they are.
But they're not. The
yes,
Phillies
they
are better.
No, they're not better.
But they are.
No, they're not.
But
no,
they
not
are.
Better.
The Phillies have
this is where you're getting a lot of
the Phillies are about to turn into what they think about the Eagles. I mean, the 76ers.
Well, you could think
our core has been together for too long. They haven't accomplished anything.
They have a better lineup than the Yankees, and their rotation is just as good.
They don't accomplish anything.
Evan, you're getting
got to a World Series 2 years ago. I mean, they're not that far removed from it.
Did they win a World Series?
You're a good baseball guy.
Did the Yankees win the World Series?
No.
So then why are you saying that the Phillies, because they...
I know Philly fans.
Well, that's fans. I'm talking about the roster. The Phillies have a better roster than the Yankees.
And if right now...
The Phillies have a better roster than the Yankees, Sean.
Let's finish the two bats.
Who has a better lineup?
Well, the Yankees are two bats short.
I said as of right now, I know that the offseasons aren't done. It's not over for the Phillies,
so I can't say that, but I'm saying my assumption is that the Yankees will have a better lineup.
Okay, that's not what
better
I'm saying.
Better rotation, better bullpen.
Sean. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
What I just said earlier... was as of now, the Yankees have the best team in the American League. Hold on, before you continue. The Orioles aren't done yet either. We didn't throw that in as a caveat.
No doubt.
The Astros aren't done yet either. I didn't throw it in as a caveat. I'm saying as of right now, December 20th, of course there's time to make moves. The Yankees are the best team in the American League. I did not hear you push back on that. I did not hear you say the Orioles could re-sign Corbin Burns. You left that out, okay? I put them in the National League. As of right now, they are not as good as the Phillies. They're not as good as the Padres. They're not as good as the Dodgers. They're probably not as good as the Braves.
Okay.
You can laugh all you want.
I am laughing.
It doesn't matter because it's fake. They're not in the National League. They're in the American League where they're the best team in the league. So that's where it's daunting for the Mets because they got a lot of work to do. This is a loaded league,
now
bro.
Now you're just inflating your Mets because you're trying to...
I'm not inflating the Mets. I'm telling you about how good the league is.
Evan, you do so much IBO stuff, I think, to a strength, and I think you haven't stopped to think about this. If the Yankees, they would be the second best team behind it. They would be.
No, they wouldn't.
You're punishing now the Yankees because of the weakness of the American League. Their rotation, bullpen, and lineup are going to be absolutely loaded. They're better than the Padres.
Hold on. You got to stop because, again, the crux of this discussion was as of right now. You can't pivot in the middle of the discussion.
I did pivot.
Because you're being unfair to the Orioles. When I say on the radio, which I did 3 days ago, as of now, the Yankees are the best team in the American League, I did not hear you or anyone say, but the Orioles may do this, and the Astros and the Rangers may do that.
Oh, they all could be the third or fourth best teams in the National League.
I know, but just stick to what I'm saying. Right. As of right now, the Yankees are the best team in the American League.
Okay, but
as of right now, if they were in the National League, I know they'd be the fifth best team because the National League is far better. And I'm not saying that to disparage you because I'd rather be in the American League. I'd rather be the Yankees. I'm saying it to explain to you that the Met task at hand is really tough. And it's really daunting.
It's definitely tough when your owner goes cheap on pitching, too.
How
are they
your
fifth best team, by the way?
Who, the Mets? Or the Yankees?
No, the Yankees.
Because I really believe talent-wise, the Phillies are better. The Dodgers are better. The Padres are better.
Oh, come on.
And the Mets. He's right in the most literal sense that, when you only have seven guys in a lineup, sure.
Yeah.
And then the Yankees, by the way, then I wouldn't consider the Yankees the best team in the American League right now because their job's not done.
No, I think even that's the whole point. And you should have pushed back 2 days ago. As of right now, even with the questions they have in their lineup and they clearly need to add more bats, they're the best team in the American League.
I
stand by that.
I still don't.
Who's better?
I think Boston's better than them.
No, shut up.
They at least have nine guys in a lineup.
Shut up!
I think Baltimore's better
enough.
Yes, we don't have, we're absent two bats right now,
who's
dude.
Who's playing first base? You don't really even know who's playing second.
My point is,
I'm
it's ridiculous.
That Chisholm's going to play third.
Right.
Yeah, they're still better.
He could move to second.
You got to remember,
Volpe.
Their pitching is the best in the American League right now.
Okay, so then how can they be the fifth best team in the National League?
Because there are more talented teams in the National
League. Because he's only factoring in the missed lineup stuff when it comes to the National
League. No, I'm factoring.
He's fluffing up the Mets.
Sean, I'm not factoring in their missed lineup when I say they're better than Cleveland. When they're better than Baltimore. I'm including the fact that as of right now, Ben Rice would be their first baseman. I stand by that. The American League is weak enough. Look at the Astros. Look what happened to them. They're losing Bregman and Tucker.
Dude, I might...
Who's the best team in the American League right now?
I could convince me the Royals. Who, by the way, I think are better than the Phillies.
Get the hell out of here. Come on now.
You nationally people. Hot stuff.
No, it's not about... See, here's what's funny about this. You and others, because you won't be the only one, will take this as trash talk. It's not trash talk. I wish the Mets were in the American League. I'd rather be in a league that I think they're more capable of winning. They're not the best team in the National League. Mets have a lot of work to do. You could argue right now, and again, right now the Yankees are the best team in the American League, in my opinion, despite those questions. Right now, I don't know if the Mets are a playoff team in the National League. Mm. Right now. Now, they have work to do, to your point.
Well,
but I think the Phillies are better. I think the Braves are better. And I think right now the Padres and the Dodgers are better.
The challenge with the Mets is that it felt like a magical run last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were playing above themselves, in a sense. And so is that replicable? It's a question just to be determined.
Well, it's also because their starting pitching right now is entirely different. Their entire staff is different. Yeah, Senga didn't pitch last year.
Questionable.
That's my point. That's why I'm being fair. I'm not trolling because you got to listen to everything I'm saying, Sean. I'm not putting the Mets over. They got a lot of work to do. But the National League is so good that your work is tougher.
You right said the now, Mets were better than the Yankees right now.
Right now, the Yankees are either the fifth, sixth, or fourth best team in the National League. You can debate that. You can't. In the American League, I think they're the best team. And that's great. By the way, if you're Brian Cashman, your attitude may be, you know what? I don't have to worry about the National League. Let me be the best team in the American League. I don't have to spend as much. Mm-hmm. I'll make the playoffs. I'll win the pennant. And I'll take my chances in a best of seven against whatever National League team I face.
You're basically an EDM fist bump and some ripped jeans away from being Loogie at this point. I mean, with that statement.
No, because that's not fair to Tommy or myself. Tommy, not because it's not fair to him. Tommy probably, and he's shown great restraint, and I appreciate it because he understands that's not the debate, so thank you. Mm-hmm. He probably hates when I said the Mets aren't a playoff team right now. He probably disagrees with me.
I do.
It's not about the Mets. It's Agreed. About the leagues and the talent and the task at hand for the Mets and the task right. at hand for the Yankees. This is not about me and him arguing about the Mets, which we'll do at a later date, I promise. Mm-hmm. It's about the leagues, and we happen to actually agree on that.
Yeah, Evan put it that way. I would have just said the National League is the varsity, and the Mets are the big brother, and the Yankees play in the JV American League, and they're little brother. So you said it way better than I would have. I would have just been a little bit more
Thank
mean
you.
About it.
All right, let's get to the 24-24, the most memorable New York sports moments of the year. I will quickly remind you of where everything finished as we get to the Final Four. I'll try to do this very efficiently. This was an independent committee here at WFAN. I have nothing to do with it. Sean has nothing to do with it. Tiki has nothing. No one has anything to do with it. And they have ranked the most memorable sports moments of 2024. Number 24, the acquisition of Carl Anthony Towns, which, by the way, is not aging well. Because that should be like fifth, based on the way he's playing. Right. But whatever. The acquisition of Cat, number 24.
What are we re-looking at the predictions for last night?
Right after our NFL picks.
All right, guys.
We made stat predictions on Cat, and we're going to analyze that right after
I
our picks.
I think I nailed it.
You are very close. You are very close. Number 23, the Liberty winning the WNBA title. Number 22, Jorge Lopez declaring the Mets the worst team in baseball. Number 21.
He did not say that.
Well, he sort of said it, but didn't say it. Number 21, Yankees beat the Astros dramatically on opening day thanks to Juan Soto. Number 20, Knicks lose game 7 at home to Indy. Number 19, Rangers embarrass themselves against the Panthers. Grr. Number 18, Chris Kreider, a hero against the Hurricanes. Number 17, the Rangers win their Stanley Cup at the Stadium Series against the Islanders. Number 16, Jake Diekman strikes out Aaron Judge, shockingly, to help win a Subway Series game. Number 15, John Sterling retires and returns. Number 14, the benching and cutting of Daniel Jones. Number 13, Mikal Bridges shockingly becomes a New York Knick during the Subway Series. Number 12, Dante DiVincenzo's miracle helps the Knicks beat the Sixers in Game 2. Number 11, Josh Hart walks down to Philly with all of us and eliminate the Sixers. Number 10, Robert Saleh fired as head coach. Number 9, Saquon leaves and Tiki tells him, get that to us. Number 8, Grimace shows up. Number 7, Pete Alonso's dramatic home run in Milwaukee. Number 6, Francisco Lindor's dramatic home run in Atlanta, Game 161. And number 5, Francisco Lindor's grand slam in Philly. We are now up to number 4.
Number 4. The Yankees dramatically lose Game 1 of the World Series to the LA Dodgers on a walk-off grand slam by Freddie Freeman.
Cortez delivers. Freeman hits the ball to right field. She is gone! Gibby! Meet Freddie! Game 1 of the World Series!
I thought it was important to hear that call courtesy of Fox because I can't stand Joe Davis. And I want you to share in not standing, professionally, not personally. Joe's actually a really good dude. Professionally, I cannot stand Dodger boy Joe Davis.
Right, because we had the Dodgers broadcaster calling the entire World Series.
That's right.
Yeah. And you know how you know? You know how you know? Because nobody outside of L.A. calls him Gibby.
Gibby.
Yeah.
I actually think Joe Davis is really, really good, but the whole Dodger thing just bothers me. But yeah, I mean, Game 1 is it's
memorable, and it's also you want to forget it. It's memorable because you want to forget it, and you really blame Aaron Boone.
You blame Aaron Boone, and I think to many Yankee fans, Game 1 may be where they lost this series. Do you feel that way, Sean?
Yes, 100%. Okay. Because even if they didn't have the fifth inning or whatever, they still were down 3-0 to start the series. That series is different if you're up 1-0.
Right.
You bank one in LA.
And God love Nestor.
Nestor Cortez.
See, told you we'd still get it in. He did not need to be pitching in that game.
Tim Hill was their guy for lefties.
Weren't they both warming up?
Yes.
And they asked, why did you warm them both up? Because, yeah, we wanted to see. We didn't know if you don't know, he's not ready.
I think this should be higher than five.
I agree.
Botched it again.
because of what you guys are doing. You're having a cool baseball managerial debate.
It just makes you mad to think about it.
I agree. And that's why I think four is not high enough.
It will
this
be.
This World Series, a lot of it was defined by that moment.
If the Yankees never win a World Series with Aaron Boone, that decision will be the most discussed anti-Aaron Boone decision ever.
Let's hear the three memorable moments ahead of that Game 1 loss to the Dodgers. First with number three.
Number three. Juan Soto sends the Yankees to their first World Series since 2009 with a dramatic game-winning home run in Game 5 of the ALCS.
And the 1-2 swung on, a high fly to center. Back goes Thomas on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone! A three-run home run. The Yankee bench comes on the field. Wow, what a Soto photo. A long, high, high fly to deep right center and out. He's wonderful, marvelous. A three-run blast by Soto with two outs here in the 10th. And the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead, and they're three outs away from going to the World Series.
All right, this is complicated.
Yeah, because it should be higher.
Should be number one.
Okay, that I didn't even know you were going to go there. My complications with this are they didn't win the World Series.
No.
So much like Aaron Boone's home run, it's a great moment, but it gets lost a little bit. And B, he left.
Yeah, but that...
That does not matter to you.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
No. What he did as a Yankee still matters.
Right.
And that at-bat is one of the most insane at-bats in Major League Baseball history.
Because of how he stared it down.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. It was unbelievable.
He just dared him. I dare you, dude. I know you want to. Do it.
nothing Soto has done positively on that Yankee run gets sullied because he's a Met. It just sucks that you don't get more of them.
Right. Interesting. Okay, because I thought those two factors, A, losing the World Series, and then B, Soto not being around would actually sully it just a little bit. So you think should be better than three.
Well,
I feel like also John played it down a
little bit. I love John. That was not his best. I love John, and I don't think it was a bad call. He just didn't have the energy on it.
Right.
Yeah. He should have. I think he was trying to not call it if it didn't go out.
Yeah.
But you're better off being wrong about, because if it doesn't go out, it's not remembered.
Can you do me a favor? Because this is the committee's fault again. Can you find the TV call of that home run? I'm curious how that sounds. Mm. And I'll give you a few minutes, obviously. Don't rush on it. Like, we'll get to it maybe after the list is over.
But on TV, you didn't know it right away.
No, I didn't know it right away either. But Soto did kind of feel like he knew it, the way he acted.
Well, the whole at-bat was just, it was epic.
That at-bat was so amazing that I went back and watched it last week, obviously knowing he's a Met. And it got me emotional.
Yeah, we talked
about it. Juan Soto.
It really did. And it's not like I'm thinking about the Yankees winning the pennant. I was thinking about something else. Anyhow, we'll check in on the TV call in a few minutes, but we're down to the nitty-gritty. We only have two more moments left. I'm so excited. Memory number two.
Number two. Close your ears, Yankees fans. We all witnessed the fifth inning from hell that doomed the Yankees' attempt at a historic World Series comeback.
Hernandez with the first base hit of the ballgame for the Dodgers. And that snaps back to the middle part of yesterday's game and extended to be 3-2. With a heating up Judge, who settles under this ball, but then drops it. Can Hernandez get to the bag before the throw? He does. On a routine play, Aaron Judge just flubs it in center field. And the Dodgers catch a huge break right there. On Will Smith. Garrett Cole throws. And a ground ball left side. Volpe will go to third. And the down. And another break for LA. It's going to be a tough play, but one the Yankees should make. And the bases are loaded. Ground ball right side. Rizzo. Nobody at first. Incredible. Atrocious defense from the Yankees, leading directly to a Dodger run in the fifth. Up at the worst time here in the World Series. Led this game 5-0. A run is crossed. Freddie Freeman on 1-2. into center field, a base hit. Two more runs will score. The Dodgers take advantage of the bad defense from New York, and this game has changed in the blink of an eye. Oscar Hernandez in the air to left center field. Judge on the run. Dead sprint now to the track, and it's over his head. Betson to score. Freddie Freeman for the plate, and this game has been turned upside down. The Yankees crack the door open with the poor defense, and the Dodgers kick it down.
Hey, we got to stop this now. That
was painful to listen to. That was not that. That was actually worse listening to it, especially with Dodger Boy doing the call.
Right,
like that added to it. That was actually worse than I remember it with Sean. I was next to Sean when that happened.
That is the first time in my life I've heard the call of that inning.
And what's your reaction to him?
F. Joe Davis.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he enjoyed it.
Yeah, he did. Because remember, I was with you.
You could hear it in his voice.
Yeah. I have only ever heard Ricky Ricardo's call because I was standing behind him.
Yeah, but it's different hearing it like that because you hear every mistake.
You hear every mistake. And I'll tell you.
In real time, because I was watching it on TV.
Yeah.
They don't sound as profound because they're not right. They're not back to back to back to back. But when you hear them all together.
It's horrible.
Like, dude, this team is pitiful.
That was, when you hear it back to back to back to back, that's the worst inning ever in the history of baseball. Like, that's the way it feels.
And they're now.
Seriously.
Yes.
They're now selling T-shirts online and in L.A. with the score bug, top of the fifth, 5-0.
Really?
Like the Falcon Patriot one. That's how the Yankees are now getting treated
way. It's not going to be remembered that way.
No, I think if I'm the Dodgers...
You know why? Because the Yankees came back and took the lead.
Right. Well, we forget that, but it actually did happen.
Right. The crazy thing is it the Judge flub was almost corrected immediately.
If he threw him out at second.
All he's got to do is throw him out at second.
Yeah.
That's easier said than done.
Of course.
But it almost became a non-thing.
I thought while I was there live scoring the game next to Sean that when he dropped it, he was going to throw him out at second base. That was my initial reaction. But listening to that again, I'll tell you the worst part. The part where I felt...
Garrett Cole?
Yes.
100%.
Because you hear the crowd have its exhilaration, like, all right,
we got out of it.
Like, you can hear it in the call and in the sound of the stadium. And then that, like, are you kidding me? I think that was my response, too. I was like, what the hell just happened?
And let's not forget, the whole inning started with Fat Joe on the Jumbotron.
No, you're right. After all this, I'm very confused on what number one is.
Number one.
We do have another positive special guest about to join you guys right now.
Oh, God.
Positive Tommy's in there.
I thought you were going to say a positive update. I mean, I know what Tommy's going to say. We got Juan Soto. It's over.
Mexican Soto! Martino just said it. Mets are getting Soto.
What?
No.
Don't F with me.
Andy Martino, Mets are getting Soto.
Yes! We got him, John Heyman. We got him! As soon as Tommy came on! Yes! It's time!
All right, that's enough.
It's not eligible.
What do you mean it's not eligible? It happened in 2024.
Me and Tiki went over this. Things that happened after that date in December are like the Grammys. It's next year.
Right. Yeah, but you went over it. The committee didn't go over it.
No. So who's the committee? The committee just did a countdown to do one giant Rico promotion.
Why is that a Rico promotion?
Because we played a clip from the Rico at number one.
Well, we have
a moment that's not eligible.
I think I was told there was another clip coming, but the New York Mets weren't helpful with said clip. So I can't speak. I think that was a backup plan by Tommy and the committee, which, great job, but maybe there was something else planned.
So it was a Tommy promotion that he wanted to take bows that he was in.
Hold on. If we accept that happened in 2024, okay, there is no cutoff date. It happened in 2024. Is that not the most memorable sports moment of 2024? Juan Soto signing with the Mets?
Whole list is invalidated.
Why?
It was all a Met work.
Yep. How was it a Met work?
We had already announced that this list was coming out before that moment ever happened.
Yes.
And that means the committee must have met to put together
Hold on. Hold on. So you're telling me, I want to get this straight.
Unless there's time travel.
Are you trying to tell me that years from now, when we look back at 24 and 24, that shouldn't have even been on the list?
People will think of it as a 2025 moment.
But it wasn't a 2025 moment. It happened in 2024.
Just like you getting the winter solstice and the longest day of the year wrong. anything that happens in December, everybody remembers as a moment from the year that's about to start.
Yes.
I don't think it works that way.
Yes, it is. It's an unwritten
I think
rule.
You literally have to look at the calendar. And I give the committee credit because they clearly had to edit the list. I agree with you because this was announced prior to the signing. And I don't know what got dumped. I guess I'll never know. Maybe I can email the committee and find out or what got moved. I would assume everything got moved down. I would assume the fifth inning from hell was number one, which, by the way, I kind of agree with.
No, I live with that being number one way more than a moment that counts for 2025 being number one.
Well, it doesn't count for 2025.
Listen, what happened
on December 8th or whatever the date was?
You and Moogie have clearly been in contact with whoever's in the committee,
right.
And influencing them. Because he's getting the sound. You're the one kind of giving sound to him. Something happened here.
I know, but you're...
And I want to speak to them because there's Met propaganda here. It's not right.
Well, first of all, I thought the Mets got screwed on this list, so I disagree about Met propaganda.
Definitely.
But
the Mets get screwed.
Because the Lindor Grand Slam and the Alonzo home run...
Is more memorable than Judge's flub? No, not even close.
Okay, you want me to give you my honest answer?
Yes. Not even close.
Now that I've heard everything in its entirety... If it was up to me, by the way, I wouldn't put Soto coming to the Mets number one. I disagree with the committee. I would not. I disagree with you. It should be on the list. I think the number one moment of this season, you're right, should be the Yankees fifth inning from hell. Number two should be Pete Alonso's home run in Milwaukee.
Soto hit a home run to send his team to the World Series.
Okay.
And they hadn't been in 15 years.
That's fine. Pete Alonso saved his Met legacy. I disagree with you.
What Met legacy? He's not going to be here next year.
It doesn't matter. He would have been run out of town or hated.
Wild card game in Milwaukee.
It's the moment. You can disagree with me. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you how I would have ranked it. If it was me, I would have gone Yankees fifth inning hell from number one, Alonzo home run number two. Then I think I would have went Soto leaving number three.
Okay. Then if this is the way this has worked, then why wasn't DeVito in December last year beating the Packers on Monday night on this list?
Do you think that should have been in the top 24?
Well, now if this is the way we're doing things, counts.
Hold on. It wasn't in 2024, jackass. It was in 2023.
But December counts, so let's go.
No,
it would have counted for 2023.
Oh my God.
If we had done a 23 and 23.
Yes.
The committee didn't think of this idea in 23. They thought about it in 24.
Well, we're stretching the rules here.
No, we're not. You're stretching the own rules you created. We're not.
He's confusing his own rules.
He is. We're not suggesting December of 23 should be in the 24 list.
Because DeVito would have been one if we did that.
Okay. All right, well, now put 1B. The Rangers traded Capo Caco. That just happened, so it should be on there.
What should that be on top of?
I don't know. Put it at 13. Let's go. Let's redo the whole
Over
list.
Over what?
The Yankees got four moments in the top. They were all Yankee moments.
I know.
And this guy's crying about it.
Okay.
You know what? Carl Anthony Towns just dropped how many on his former team? Put that on the list.
Right. And by the way, I admitted I disagree with that. It shouldn't have been 24th. Cat's been so much better than Mikal Bridges. He should have been higher.
Hold on. The Yankee moments, by the way, most of them were negative.
Well, two of them. I guess that's true.
Can't help if they're positive or negative. They were memorable. It says memorable.
Where was Judge's Grand Slam on that Friday night versus Boston?
By the way, he's right about this. If you look at Yankee moments, so the Yankees had five moments that made this list. Two of them are terrible. You count the Soto going to the Mets as a Yankee moment? What do we count that as?
I count that as a Met and a Yankee moment.
Okay, put that one aside. They had losing game one against the Dodgers, negative.
Yep.
Fifth inning from hell, negative. Soto's home run sends him to the World Series, positive. Beating the Astros on opening day, courtesy of Juan Soto, positive. And then Sterling retiring and coming back, I'd say was a positive. So three out of the five moments were positive.
Yeah.
So what are you guys complaining about?
The higher
about?
Ones were negative.
Okay. Time out.
I'm not disagreeing with
I'm focusing on Tiki now.
Because they were the more memorable moment.
What should be number one?
Judge's the fifth inning from hell.
Okay. Which, by the way, we now agree with each other because that's what I said. What should be number two?
You're probably right about Pete only because of the moment that I personally remember it.
Okay.
I was on an airplane.
I got you.
Sitting next to a giant employee. With Met fans around.
And I think everyone has an Alonzo story like that. I agree with you that despite it being a wild card game, that one's up there. So we agree on that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't agree with this entire list. The one aspect I disagree is that creating a fake date for an event to not account towards. Ridiculous. Like, that's not fair.
Ridiculous.
All right. I mean, so why do award shows? These are awards. We do award shows this way, but now we're going to skirt the rules here. So Met
next
fans get
year
propaganda.
For 25 and 25, because I've been told it's already been renewed for 2025, are you saying, and you got to write this to the committee, that we should have a drop-dead date of December 1st?
And by the way, now the committee screwed themselves. We won't accept Juan Soto next year. It's like Reggie Bush with the Heisman. It's been stripped.
Well, I agree. Okay. It should not be accepted for 25 because it happened in 24. I think we all agree with you about that.
Right. So the Yankees had five moments on this list.
Yes.
Three of them were positive, and two out of the three were because of Juan Soto, who plays for the Mets.
So again,
believe it or not,
propaganda.
One, two, three of the moments involved Juan Soto. Mm. Him sending the Yankees to the World Series, him beating the Astros on opening day, and then him leaving the Yankees to sign with the
Mets.
To
sign with the Mets, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. He didn't leave the Yankees. Great. He was a free agent.
Okay, well.
He just signed with the
Mets.
Now, how about Juan Soto gaining 20 pounds? Did that make those that happen
that
in December?
Did not. Aaron Judge, by the way, Aaron Judge is on the list twice. Number one, he dropped a pop-up. And number two, he struck out to Jake Diekman in the Subway Series.
Better luck next year. Better luck next year. We're renewed for next year.
Judge did make it twice, in fairness.
Where was Judge's ejection?
Again,
another. That adds for a negative Yankee moment, by the way.
I think that was more a positive Met moment than a negative.
It doesn't matter, but it was also a negative Yankee.
This was 24 and 24. How can the committee troll the Yankees?
I don't think that's fair at all. And you know why?
Agreed. It is.
The Soto home. You're wrong. The Soto home run to send him to the World Series was number three. And I think we all agree that's a very good spot ahead of any Met individual moment.
You're under oath. Raise your hand right now to all of those listening in traffic ahead of the holiday weekend. Was Evan Roberts on the committee?
No.
Was Evan Roberts on the committee?
I was not on the committee.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny that you're interrogating me about this.
Okay, so you would lie under oath?
I assigned this to a committee.
Okay.
I did assign the idea. I was like, hey, this is a good idea. And I assigned it. Yeah. But I did not vote on what should be wet. Because if it was up to me, Alonso would be a lot better than freaking seven.
Exactly.
Are you not listening to me?
He's not listening.
Okay,
Rafael Palmeiro.
In fact, yesterday, I shouldn't say that. Yesterday, yes. I was putting together a list I am a part of. On the Rico Bronya during this holiday season, we are releasing a list of the 20 greatest home runs in the history of the New York Mets. Mm. I made that list singularly.
Sounds like
I admit
crowd
that.
Lisa.
Is Juan Soto going to be on that list?
No, because he didn't hit a home run for the Mets yet.
Oh, sorry. I was getting the dates wrong.
You're funny. I put, after completing the list, I looked at Alonso's home run and said, oh, my God, this may be one or two. So, obviously, I disagree vehemently with some of the committee's decisions. So pinning this on me is unfair. But the fifth inning from hell, that was ugly. Mm. And listening to that made me feel very, very uncomfortable. Anyhow, I want to thank the committee. I haven't even mentioned that the Jets are at home against the Rams this weekend. I wonder if anyone's going. It's going to be 25 degrees. The Jets are atrocious. Are people going to show up at MetLife Stadium to see the Jets play?
Yes.
Yeah, I think a few people will. I think it's going to be half empty, though. I don't think there's going to be a lot of Ram fans. They don't really exactly feel like a traveling fan base. But we'll make our picks on the Jet game. Thank you, sir. And we'll make our pick on the Giant game for our TV audience. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's next on SNY. If you want to hear on our NFL picks, tune into us on the Odyssey app or the old-fashioned way on WFAN-FM or AM. Our picks are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. I already read this. I'm just laughing. They're brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. By ELAC A25, Building Our Future, and by Samuel Institute for Pain Management. Visit SamuelPain.com. As we enter the weekend, I have opened up my largest lead over Tommy Lugauer.
You
so the pressure's
last
on.
Night.
I did. I got the Denver Charger game right by picking the Chargers. Lugie picked Denver. Tiki picked the Chargers, so he was right as well.
I was nervous for a while when it was 21-7.
Yeah, me too. I wasn't feeling very confident.
I was like, that was the dumbest pick I've ever made.
Yeah. But we ended up getting the victory, so I've opened up a three-game lead on Tommy, 48-32. I've had another stellar year. I don't know how. This is like my fourth straight year of being an expert making picks. But I want to be honest with you. I never bet on them. So I'm just getting pride on the radio and no financial benefit. I'm 48-32. Tommy's 45-35. Sean is 31-49. And Tiki is 28-52.
On purpose, maybe.
Yeah, I think it is on purpose. Because if you finish in last...
Dive?
Well, think about it. When you finish in last place, your punishment, quote-unquote, is that you have to sell Tommy Lugauer anti-Jalen Brunson t-shirts.
And I'll protect Tommy from getting hated on and maybe, you know, accosted outside of the garden.
Yeah.
Probably more likely. What the hell is that? Oh, it's my phone.
It's the North Pole.
Right, it was the North Pole. More likely the Barclays Center.
Right. Wherever we end up selling these shirts,
I think Tiki's going to forbid us.
I think they would. Yeah, they may arrest us. And that would be quite a story. Can you imagine the back page of the Post? Former Giant legend arrested selling anti-Jalen Brunson t-shirt outside of Madison Square Garden. Anyhow, in fairness to Tommy, because I don't want to be copying his picks, that would be a cheating way to win, I will go first. And in game one, I'm taking Tiki's game. I'm going right into the belly of the beast.
Mm.
I think that to Sean and to many Giant fans, they look at this Raider-Jaguar game in Las Vegas and they see an opportunity. They see this is where the Raiders are going to win and open up a Giant opportunity to get the number one overall pick. They are incorrect. Because as I saw last week when the Jets played the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're actually like a somewhat halfway competent football team. And quite frankly, I think they're going to kill the Raiders. I think there's going to be a blowout. I think you are going to have an easy game to call. And unfortunately for Giant fans and other tankists, they're not getting what they want on Sunday. In game number one, give me the Jaguars getting a point and a half. I'm getting a point and a half in Vegas against the Raiders, game number one. Game number two, I'm going to the Jet game. Last week, I picked the Jets, and I was kind of fortunate that they covered and won. And I was battling all week. Does this mean the Jets are going to finish strong? Does this mean Aaron Rodgers is going to finish on a positive, the defense is going to finish strong, and the Jets are going to kind of impact the NFC playoffs by beating the Los Angeles Rams? And I thought about long and hard, and I realized the answer is no. Like, I do not think the Jets are going to bring joy to Joe Beningo, who's going to this game on Sunday afternoon. I think it's going to be more pain. And I think that Rodgers will play well, which will continue the talk of got to bring him back, got to bring him back. But I have a feeling we are due for yet another painful, how do you lose this game, bro, kind of loss. And I think the Rams will cover the number at 3. That was the only part that was tricky. But I'll take the Rams laying the 3 at MetLife Stadium against the Jets. Write it down. You'll talk about it with Sean and Tiki and Lugie on Monday. The Jets will jet on Sunday and lose in some kind of brutal way. I haven't figured out how yet, but it'll be bad. Game number 3. I can't wait for this one. The New York Giants going to Atlanta. The devil goes down to Georgia. And they are going to frighten Sean Morash. Because the New York football Giants are going down to Atlanta inspired. They're going down to Atlanta to fight. Lugie may not get this. Sean may not get this. This is Sherman charging down to Georgia. The New York Giants are going to shock the world and beat the Falcons. So you're damn right I'm taking the 8.5 points. I'm taking all of it. Sean is going to be ruined and angry as the draft pick status of the Giants goes backwards. Give me the Giants to cover the number and win outright, getting the 8.5. My insurance policy is this. Even if the Giants don't win this game, they will cover and they will make you sweat. So you may survive, but it won't be easy. So again, I'm taking Jacksonville getting the point and a half, the Rams laying 3 against the Jets, and the New York Giants getting 8.5 in Atlanta against the Falcons. Tiki?
Give me the Giants, give me the Jets, and give me the Baltimore Ravens laying 6?
6.5.
6.5. They're going to win by a touchdown against Pittsburgh. There's vengeance on their minds, I think. So Giants, Jets, Ravens.
Tommy Lugauer.
Now, if I wanted to do something really, really, now I would have zero, whatever credibility I have left, I would have zero credibility with this, and I would lose my Giant fandom card forever. But this would be really great for the show if I did this, but I won't if I were to give my allegiance to the team that I think is going to the Super Bowl, a team that Sean Morash has besmirched for a year, a team that Sean has, you know, digged in the sand. He's doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down, and he knows in his heart of hearts that they're going to the Super Bowl now. That's why he stopped chirping as much. And that is the Philadelphia Eagles. They are on the road this week against the Commanders, a team that barely squeaked by against the Saints. They needed the clock to basically be frozen in order to win that game. They probably should have lost it. I think the Eagles flex here. I think, in fact, all the talk about how Jalen Hurts and AJ don't like each other, I think that's pissed them off even more. I think the Eagles roll in the nation's capital this week. I'm going to lay the 3.5. with the Eagles. And again, I'm not going to do it, but I think it would be funny for the show.
All right. What would be funny for the show? I'm confused.
If I sort of sided with the Eagles against Sean because they're coming for him, and I sort of go, and we have both angles of the show.
But you're a Giants fan, so you can't do that?
Of course not. And Evan knows the Giants aren't winning, but he wants to see you suffer. That's why he picked
also,
them out.
Also, clerically, the Saints needed the clock to stop to make that not a touchdown.
What are you, the clerical
I'm
guy now?
You had that take.
I was confused by that, too. I didn't understand what he meant.
Just let it go.
He doesn't watch the game.
Just let it go. Just let these things
he
go.
He wants us
just
to
allow the brilliance
let
to
go his mistakes.
Exactly.
Because his mistakes are brilliant.
Yes.
Okay.
You let a lot of mistakes go with former partners. You could do it with
him. Why do you guys keep taking shots at my former partner?
Because it's funny. All right. What are we at here? We can laugh. It's around the holidays. We all
not
need
nice.
A laugh. Oh, relax. All right. Number two. Let's go with the Jets. Joe Beningo is going to be at the game, right, Ev?
Yes.
Are you going to be at the game?
I'm going to be driving elsewhere.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I think Evan's going to be not totally right with his prediction here, but I do think the Rams make a deep run in the playoffs, and I think they absolutely smoke the Jets this week. The Rams are one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. Sean McVay versus Jeff Ulbrich. I mean, it's not even close. Give me the Rams laying the three. And then as far as the main event goes, I won't go as far as Evan, but I do like the Giants for sure with the 8.5 here. The Falcons are not that good of a team. I think Penix will be good, but I don't think they will beat the Giants by more than 8.5 points. I think Locke will keep them close. Give me the Giants plus 8.5.
Sean Morash.
All right, game number one, the non-local game for me. I'm shocked that the three of you went here and didn't take the most obvious lock of the week in the NFL. Sunday Night Football, the Bucs are only favored by 3.5 versus the crappy Cowboys. Baker is going to flex on Sunday night. Give me the Bucs laying 3.5.
Cowboys are going to win that game outright.
No, they're not.
You'll say.
No, they're not.
Side bet.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. We'll discuss it on Monday when you're here.
I'm not going to be here Monday.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'll text you if you want.
Game number two.
I'm not going to disappear while I'm gone. I'll text you.
Game number two. Sauce Gardner is going to be picking up his pants as Puka Nacua leaves him in the dirt. The Rams are winning that game by 10 points or more. That's an easy cover. Now, pick number three. Evan Roberts has said a lot of things on this show. None were more true than his analyzation on what's going to happen Sunday with the Giants and Falcons. And I think what nobody has considered here above anything else, we missed that kick versus the Saints. Graham Gano missed that kick versus the Saints, and we all celebrated. Missed kicks, missed kicks, missed kicks. Young Wei Koo is going to screw us on Sunday because he's going to miss three kicks because he can't kick all season long. And these drives for the Falcons are going to result in no points. Bijan Robinson's going to have 140 yards on the ground, and it's going to be all for nothing. The Giants escape with victory.
Can I do it on him at least, Logie?
Is Bijan out for the game?
Young Hao Koo has been placed on IR. He's not kicking for the
Riley
Falcons.
Patterson, that's right. He got picked up off the practice squad. I did see that earlier in the week. He's going to miss the kicks because he's a practice squad
kicker.
Your
mistake was way more egregious than mine.
Doesn't matter. The Giants are winning the game, and I'm crying in my Cheerios. And wow. Tiki's going to tell me on Monday how everything's all right. And these guys are crapshoots.
That's what I'm here for.
I am going to be, usually on vacation, it's good to get away. If the Giants win on Sunday, I am locked in not just to your podcast, but to this entire show. Every second of it. And I'm going to drink them. Those tears are just going to be flowing.
They're not going to be tears.
By the way, you're listening
to... I'm going to make them feel good.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be able to pull that one off, but best of luck.